1027.
This Child Protection Week, experts are warning parents to be on high alert. Predators often start by breaking taboos, encouraging kids to drink, vape, or watch pornography, and it's not always strangers who do it. Hot 1027's Tara Penny takes a closer look at how grooming begins and how parents can unknowingly put their children in danger.
So taboo violation is the adult not only allowing, but actively encouraging, participating, facilitating, and paying for the thing that's the taboo. And the taboo is a thing that a parent or another adult would not allow the child to do, such as underage drinking, marijuana use, vaping, access to pornography, etc.
Luke Lamprecht is the head of advocacy for women and men against child abuse. He says we need to be very wary of adults who push our kids to experiment.
And once you get to the taboo, and especially in sport, it's alcohol, what happens is the child feels they've participated in some way and they feel they've done something wrong. So the shame kicks in, which feeds the secret.
Luke says we need to teach kids the difference between good and dangerous secrets.
A safe adult will never ask you to keep a secret that doesn't have an end. Good secrets always come to an end, like mommy's surprise party. Okay. So a safe adult would also never get you to do something that is illegal, such as underage drinking, which would then put the child in the position where they feel they can't tell their safe adult because they will be in trouble because they've done something wrong. Okay, so that's the taboo violation, and it's a massive part of grooming. In fact, every single case I've ever seen in my career, in every one of those, alcohol is present.
And crucially, he says parents need to be consistent.
And the children need to understand what the boundaries are. And parents need to maintain those boundaries because the parents set them. You're not your children's friends. Because if you're your child's friend, there's no adult in the house.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.